Hi, good evening, everyone. You have tuned into Radiance by Design. That's something we're all learning to do, is radiate consciously. And as such, we then impact the collective of our species at this terribly turmoil-ish, is there such a word? Tumultuous is a better word. Turmoil-filled time on our planet where the polarities are just really, I think they're speeding up, the polarities, and they're really preparing us for supposedly the great shift, the shift that is going to bring heaven on earth. But how's that going to happen? It's going to happen if a lot of beings, a lot of people like you and me and many, many more hook up consciously and send out a conscious radiance of love, of expansion, of appreciation of life on the planet, and really positive stuff way out into the universe. You and I have been through many, many lifetimes, and I always laugh and say, our souls are like Canadians. It's Canadians' Independence Day today. Canadians and Americans, our souls have been all over the universe. Canadians and Americans have been all over the world, and we kind of nestle in this, these wonderful new countries. And what we've accrued through those times is experience from all these different expressions of who we are, different collectives and different universal settings or galactic settings or earth settings or planet settings or whatever you want to call it. It's like, and what I wanted to talk about tonight is, who are we really? Are we what our hairdo is? I'm always worried about my hairdo. Are we worried about our hairdo for any real reason? Who are we really? And how much of our soul's journey comes out in our, for example, hairdo? And I'm just being cheeky about that. As we go out there and we set our, we put our identity out into the world, and people respond to us from their projections, from their understanding, from the experiences and reactions that they've accrued through the many lifetimes on Earth or the lifetimes in other planetary structures. It's really interesting, isn't it? On Paradigm Shifters, we talked last week, or we had a guest last week who recently transited, and she was talking, her name is Juliet Nightingale, and she had a show on BBS Radio called Toward the Light. And I found her old interview from 2007 and reran it last Tuesday. Some of you have given me good feedback that you really loved it. Because she's talking about near-death experiences, and then she transited. And while she was talking, she really inspired a lot of us about what it is like to have near-death experiences, like an opening, human potential, meaning a glimpse into life beyond. And so much of the conversation is about how that glimpse into life beyond comes because of a, for example, a shock or an illness or whatever, where people are no longer connected to this life. And that has expressed so much of what it is like to die, to use the term dying, to move toward the light. And I thought, I thought we would carry on with that discussion in a different way, is that what we take with us is what of your real self you've found, plus a whole bunch of the reactions, negative and positive, that you've collected along the way. And it seems to me that it would be very wise for a lot of us on this path, the path of consciousness, to learn how to separate ourselves from the thoughts and feelings, from the reactions, from the negativity, from the programming that we've collected along the way, in order to prepare ourselves to smoothly move through. And my dream is not to necessarily haul along with me as I go from life to life. Not haul along a whole bunch of baggage in the form of reactiveness, trapped by my own experiences. I just know, as an intuitive and energy counselor, I just know, and my guides and angels illuminate this over and over again, we don't have to live with what Dwal Kool calls the tyranny of the subconscious mind, which is the part of us that holds the programs that we've gathered through the centuries and centuries. For those of you who get my little newsletter, you'll notice that I said there, something I've said probably several times on air, and I still think about it a lot because it helps me sort of put things in a good framework. But some beings, extraterrestrials, live a life of, say, 5,000 years. But we on Earth have been kind of stumbling through lifetime after lifetime as if they were chapters of those 5,000 years. I don't really know that we live 5,000 years as a soul on Earth. I don't know that. But I just know that it's a really wonderful way of looking at our lives and our transitions called death and the whole picture of who you are and what your soul has learned. So we're going to talk a little about dying tonight. We're going to talk to you about your calls. I'm going to refer to a couple of books. And let me see, the book. One of the books I'm going to refer to is Deathing. And Deathing has a nice list. It's a very good one. It talks about experiencing moving into the death process as if you were, you know, experiencing birthing, you know, when you're going to have your baby or help someone else have a baby, meaning that there are some steps to go through, there are some consciousness and awakenings to go through, and so on. So I'm going to use a bit of that listing to refer to how we could be in training for that inevitable transition. My goal and purpose is that if we should move through consciously, if we make that transition with some preparation, which includes a lot of meditation and separating from our identity as we've devised it in, as I said earlier, like your hairdo, in interaction with the rest of the society and how they will accept us and define us and give us an identity according to that. If we can separate ourselves from that and get in touch, gain the advantage of being in touch with our own soul's journey, my belief is that as we go through, we go farther. We go into self-chosen learning and expansion, not a tremendous amount of healing. And I'm not speaking of like bardos and all of that, because I guess I'm just going to be as simplistic as I can, because I see a lot of people on the other side. And some of them look like they're struggling and suffering as they're on the other side trying to make contact or trying to unravel some trances. Perhaps they were very disappointed or depressed or in drugs or whatever when they went over. And it takes a little while to extricate themselves from those really intense influences. I see that fairly often. I also see a lot of people on the other side who come, and I used to mistrust this, but I don't anymore. They might come from quite a high place, but they come back to unhook something with someone who's sitting beside me. Maybe we were doing a session or whatever. And they want to say, I know I limited you because of this or that, or I know you limited me, or I know we have a reaction which we've both got in ourselves and in our souls right now. Let's both unhook it. And as they do that, usually my clients, when that happens, will really get with that. And everybody gets freer. And how that freedom shows is the being on the other side then becomes more expanded, sometimes disappears, which of course they do anyway a lot of the time. And then the person that's left here becomes freer and less, what would we say, controlled by, and again by Jwal Kool, that tyranny of the subconscious, controlled by the tyranny of the subconscious, less controlled, becomes freer to actually open and expand and unravel into more of who we can be. We don't have to be, is what I'm trying to say, a huge product of reactions. We can also be a pro-action kind of being. So let's get farther into that tonight. What I'd really like us to do is start off with our sacred geometric meditations. And I'd really like you to call in when we're done with that. I'm looking forward to your calls. We're looking for at least 5 callers tonight. What do you think? Can we make that tally? And I want to talk about you and who you really are. And that usually looks to me like, I see everyone as energy beings. And where we've got congested energy and it looks like little matted sections or denser sections and so on, those are the kinds of things that we can unhook and we can free ourselves from. So once again, we're not being bidden by our subconscious mind to keep creating patterns. Remember how a lot of times people talked about The Secret and how it wasn't that easy for some people to manifest according to the principles of the movie The Secret, because We didn't talk about emotions. They didn't talk about emotions and how those programs that are deeply held within the subconscious actually will play out and take charge of sometimes, not all the time, some of the things that we're wanting to manifest. So some people kind of lost faith in it. And I'm going, we don't need to lose faith. We need to just start digging into the subconscious and clearing those old programs, which, as I say, look to me like densities and matted patches and knots and tangles in your energy body. Oh my, that was a long preamble. So we need to take a couple of breaths and clear ourselves from that matted, tangled number of words. Take a few deep breaths. One more. And relax. With your mind's eye, let's call in the presence and the consciousness beings that are around you and around me. And around Seth and around Dawn and BBS Radio. And above your head, see a golden ball about 2 miles above. 2 to 4 miles, and below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop a shiny, bright filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine and into the lower golden ball. Can you feel it? And now drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. And then the same thing upside down to meet the lower golden ball. So you have 2 pyramids end to end, base to base, and it creates an octahedron, an 8-sided figure. And now inside of that, a beautiful crystal ball. Oh my. The outside edges of those, that crystal ball touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And the colors of the crystal ball are so beautiful. And now inside that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, which is like a 3-dimensional Star of David. And you still have that great filament of light running through your spine. And now let's start spinning and spinning in the star tetrahedron, spinning and spinning. That's it. And as you spin and spin, see that magical screen in front of you. And on that magical screen, we're going to do movies of what it is you'd like to create or you'd like to be. And the first movie is what it is you'd like to be. And I always say the same thing. I'd like to be multidimensional, come from the heart, and be flexible about moving through dimensions. That's a big ask, isn't it? What would you like to be? Anything you want? And when you feel you can experience that in your vision, wrap that in light. Good. Now move to your next vision and see yourself creating something you really want to create. Yeah. What is the project you want to do? Some people want home and family. Some people want to build a house. Some people want to do a business, a movie, a book, healing tools. And see the resources coming to you to make your project work really well. And remember this part, we already talked about it at the beginning. Drop into your belly and ask to see what's holding you back there because of past programs. Yeah, good. So sometimes what comes up is some kind of funny bulge or funny color in the belly area of the subconscious. Oops, and it sometimes can be in the base chakra as well. Call that up. Ask for help to release it. Good. Some of you are feeling kind of an odd pulse that comes up when these things want to move through. Good. And now see your project. See all the resources, financial, people, place, people, place, and things coming together so that your project begins to manifest. And see how happy you are when that project is manifesting. and see the good you're doing and the good it does in the world or in your life or in your world or in your universe. And feel it. Really feel the success. And of course, you're attracting all the resources it takes to maintain its existence. Good work. And now wrap that in light so it can keep perking there. And let's call in the Galactic Healing Center. And the first person, we're going to bring the team in, your own team. This is your own personal healing team. And have them surround a healing table. And the first person we bring in is you. You lie on the table. And the healing team decides what it is you'd really like. Yeah, they'll tell you what it is you'd like to do. And then watch as they work on you or experience it somehow, whether it's feeling, thinking. Yeah, and they're working away on you. What does that look like? What does that feel like? Well, I got a big shift in my head. All right. Now, because we're on live radio, we can't stay there too long, so wrap that in light so the process can continue while we carry on. Then we have the second healing room, and remember that team can replicate itself because they're magical, they're multidimensional, and see them standing around a fresh table. And who is it you'd like to put on that table? Good. And ask them what this person needs. And see what they do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes you get some really interesting pulses. Feel them. Good work. Now, the person I'm working on has a lot of physical problems, and they're going right into her brain. Of course, I've been studying brain chemistry, so that makes sense. Temporal lobe stuff, right side this time. Good. And they're moving her heart. Good work. And now wrap that in light. And let's do the third one. And who comes in? The team is there, fresh table. Who comes in? Okay, and ask what that person needs. Okay, and they are moving energy, aren't they? Wow, I can feel that. Oof. Moving the energy there. So interesting, because sometimes the people at home will actually feel this when you're working on them. And wrap that person in light. And now let's pull up a political picture. What is it you would like to work on politically if you could do any magical thing that you wanted? Mm-hmm. And I feel, okay, I have a very complex picture as I'd like to see the rising tide of consciousness move up through all our political figures. Is that too big, do you think? Nothing is when it's my magic. Nothing is when it's your magic. So let's wrap all the political figures in the world and just watch. You can do anyone you want. You can do the Gulf. You can do Obama. You can do the Russian situation, you can do anything you want, okay? This is what I'm doing, and you can join me or your own. It's fine. Yeah. And I see a tremendous rising tide. Consciousness, compassion, love, empathy for all living things. And I see it rising inevitably, inexorably through all kinds of people that are making a huge, are in positions of power to make a huge difference. I love it. That's right. And compassion. And now let's call in that beautiful, beautiful, bright, pinky gold light and have it come in through the top of your head and out your heart and absolutely go from place to place around the planet where there's a lot of hot stuff going on. That's it. And just see it going round and round to these difficult places and all around the planet and back up through yourself. And it's the color, it's the vibration of love and harmony, respect, trust. And then bring that light back into yourself. Then you get to close off the healing room, but remember, you surround it with light, and that energy that we've set up is going to keep going. And now jump into your star tetrahedron. And then you get to spin and spin and spin, spin and spin. Excellent. And then come back into the room. Well, that was really wonderful. The energy of this exercise is just tremendous. Thank you so much for being so helpful. And that's when we really contribute, don't we? When we put high-frequency energy with the help of our higher selves and our guides and angels right into the collective. Now, if you'd like to call in and talk to me tonight, I would love that. The numbers are 888-815-9756, and we're talking really about you. We're talking about, in a way, we're talking about dying, but mostly I want to talk about finding out what we really are and getting in touch with the essence of our being, our purpose, our dharma, our process, any of the things that we want to explore in order to know ourselves better. And I also want us to talk about releasing our identity, the identity that is placed on us by the projections of the external world, and to see what kind of wonderful power comes up when we release that. Because I think that ultimately has to happen when we're dying, doesn't it? All right, so there are other lines, 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, and line 3 is 530-413-4522. Oh, goody, we have a caller already. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Veronica?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Good. I might have a couple questions about the time of the earthquake in California. I started to get incredible feelings in my body that I couldn't explain. And they would come and they would sort of come into the left side and just fill me with bliss. And I've been feeling that off and on since the beginning of the year, well, when the earthquake happened, whenever it was. And that's my first question, what is that? I believe I'm starting to get guidance that way.
Mm-hmm. What's your first name?
My name's Aaliyah.
Okay, great, Aaliyah, thanks. And what's the second question?
Well, the second question has to do with I was guided to write a book 2 years ago, and the whole time I'm writing the book, I get enormous feedback, feeling that it's the right time and the right information and everything like that. And I just wonder what's going on with that kind of thing, because I'm also guided now to write more books. And I've been in a holding pattern for like 2 months now.
And why is that? Are you kind of frozen?
I went through a really interesting episode where I encountered sort of, you know, shall we say, negative energy, and got a really strong contrast at the same time with the other energy I was feeling. So I'm sort of in a bit of a holding pattern because I'm trying to analyze and understand how to work with this increased sensitivity. And I also had done a lot of promotion of the book,
mm-hmm.
and now I've decided that's not really my job, so I'm stepping out of that back into my personal bliss, which is creativity. So as I work with that, you know, that's more what my focus, I think.
Well, here's some funny things about you, that you have a very, very exquisite kind of essential energy, meaning that you, and we're all energy vehicles, right? First and foremost, then we download it into the physical. But what happened with the earthquake that's very interesting to me is that it literally worked like some major waveform acupuncture with you. So the frequency is moving up through. So there are two things. One is that it actually served to heal you, but your intentions are very honorable. I mean, you are here to actually serve and heal, aren't you? Through your creativity. Yeah. So even though I'm saying that, I'm saying don't take that the wrong way. And then did a part of you get some pretty severe aches and pains, I think, on the right side?
No. Well, I'm getting a little bit right now on the ankle, but that was not, no. I haven't been getting pains. I've just been getting, when I do counseling work with people that I've been guided to do now, I get an increase in that feeling on my, it basically centers in my womb, and it seems to be a type of guidance. I can't identify it. And I don't seem to be able to call upon it when I want to not yet, but certain things augment it. So I'd like to know how to use it if it's weak.
Okay. So I just want to say, I just want to finish this thought about the right side being heavier because when the earthquake came up through you, it seemed like it moved a lot of energy, but there's a part of you that doesn't want that energy to move for some reason. So there's a part of you that's still denser and more impacted. There's a part of you when you're counseling. Are you actually a counselor, or are you just beginning the process now?
I've been teaching many, many years, and realizing that during the course of my teaching that I was working on other levels. I've been very aware of that. In my dreams, I teach or I'm being taught. This is a lot of information is coming to me all the time. And so I funnel it through my writing, and that's been given to me as another form that I can work with. I am a painter. I started out as a painter. I basically have been in every art form there is.
Stuff. But what you're doing with your counseling right now is really fascinating to me, because that empathetic part of you, or that part of you that's talking, is bringing up a huge, it's hard to kind of explain it, but it's like this ball of response comes up, and the people, very like the earthquake, the people that you work with actually churn and help you transform your own density. So it's kind of a transformative win-win, if you know what I'm saying. You'll move a lot of people very fast, my dear. You're going to do a very amazing, your shamanic work is very high frequency and very fast moving. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and I don't even know what to call it, because I don't have any belief systems to put in place, but I've been working on a level for a while. Things have been held back on the material plane for me for quite a while, and I'm not sure why.
Are you charging for your counseling?
No.
Oh, because here's what we're seeing. We're going, you know what? That's going to change, Aaliyah. You are going to actually do very well, and if you're not careful, it'll be too much for you to handle. You're going to have paying clients. Are you still teaching? Were you talking about school teaching or doing groups?
I taught various things, gymnastics and also design. I still do some teaching. I would like to move. I have a very, very big vision, and I've been given this vision. It's incredible. And the vision is to empower people individually to step into their creative selves. And each individual steps into his or her creative self, the whole world will change. And I actually even know how to do this. I know how to do it. And very frustrating to me, because in my dreams, it's already there. My thoughts, my mind, it's already happened.
Yeah, but you know what's fun about this, Aaliyah? You know what's a gas for me is watching you. You are in, if you want to look at it vibrationally, in step with changes and transference of energy from, for example, the Earth's changes and moving through people that way. And I see in a while, you're not going to have financial limitation. You're going to have tons of people. Hello, you're going to be an activator, and you won't even be able to stop. I find that you're so sensitive that you need to make sure that you do some very strong fitness things to make sure that your little body can transform the fields that come through. But the danger for you is you can take all the fields that are around you and run them through your own body. And the good thing is that you can be totally and astutely present for the fields that people, or the energies that people are running through themselves, where they're stuck and how they can transform. And I see you doing amazing, amazing energy, I guess like shows or something with people's work that is so stunning. I keep thinking of the movie What Dreams May Come. And
yeah.
Do you know that movie?
Yeah.
There's just something about you teaching people to manifest their creative energy that is so contagious that it really goes like wildfire. I'm very excited for you. You make me very excited. But the thing is, you're not ready yet, because every time you meet people, you're doing a little more transformation, and that's kind of the name of the game for me as well, and for many of us, you know?
Do you have any suggestions?
I want you to move. Do you dance?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Dancing is really good for you, making sound, breathing rapidly, and you need to start charging for your sessions, because people are going to start coming for you, and I'm just really excited. As long as you're doing your meditation.
Yeah, I actually am a surfer too. So. But
well, that'll work, hey? That's like dancing in the sun.
Yeah, it's because my physical is so important to me. I'm one of those people just very intensely physical, so I'm very athletic. But
I'm really glad
I don't do that. Yeah, it's the only thing there's two things that saved my life over and over again. One was art in every form, and the other was athleticism. So I just thank whatever it is that I have all that. I do want to ask you quickly, before I forget, what should I call this kind of work when I counsel people? You're probably aware of how I counsel people. I think you probably know this, but I can hit on a lot of levels.
I think I see it vibrationally and in symbols more than I can actually express it, if you want to say how it is.
Okay.
What when you say what to call it?
People understand it.
I don't think they're going to understand it, honey. People are going to say, you got to go to her because she helped me. That's how it's going to work. So you could say energetic counseling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You could say something really simplistic, or you could say soul surfing, or something that's a play on your words. But it doesn't actually matter as much as the fact that word of mouth is going to be your big number. And
okay,
you'll be doing very large expanding groups, honey. So if you're not ready for that, get yourself weightlifting and get going.
Well, actually, I am. Believe it or not, I think I channel an entity I call the imp, and she comes out.
Tell her you need her for PR, because she'll make people laugh. People laugh at you in a loving way, not in a negative way, you know. And they get a big bang out of you because you're like doing one thing and another, but it's all about transforming that inner so the expression can be truer and truer to more dimensions, and that's what you're going to do. And people will just come to you. Trust, trust, trust.
May I give you the name of my book?
Yes, you better say it, but then I better say goodbye in case somebody else wants to call, you know.
No, I really appreciate it. I just wanted to share that with you. It's called Parallel Mind.
What is it
called?
The
Art of Creativity. Parallel Mind.
Okay, Parallel Mind?
Yeah, Parallel Mind, The Art of Creativity.
Great, and is it out and about? Is it something we can get hold of?
Yes. Yes, it is, and I recommend that people look that up, and there's a blog of the same name, of which I've stopped writing in for the last 2 months because I'm getting ready for whatever happens next. But the blog is incredible because it has the next book in it.
Wonderful. So, well, email me your data, veronica@veronicaantwistle.com, and I'll say it again. All right, honey, there's somebody else on the line, and I'd like to speak with them. Thank you for your very rich sharing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bless your heart. Now we have someone else. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Michael in Las Vegas.
Hi, Michael in Las Vegas. How's the weather there?
It's very hot.
Gosh, we're at a high 60 degrees here.
you're lucky. I think it was 110 here today.
Whoa. So what's up with you? Your light's growing, but you got yourself a little confusion going on, haven't you? Right there.
Yep. Yeah. I obviously know I'm supposed to be doing something different and something more. And the vision that I'm getting and my gut is telling me that I need to get into life coaching or wellness coaching and stuff like that.
And how are you? I think you're right, but there's another aspect that they're saying. First, there are two things. One, I want to say, Michael, you're clearing a lot of stuff in the heart chakra right now. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. It's gotta move first. Sometimes we get impatient, and yet, that's the precious part of the work we're doing. I keep talking tonight that we're going to talk about dying, but that's the stuff we want to have done before we get ready to transit, right? Not that you're transiting. And the other thing is when you're talking about life coaching and so on, Michael, do you realize that you have a kind of a business streak?
A business streak?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you have a capacity to do something about business and coach people in business. I can't quite see what it is. It's almost like starting a business, but it's more like helping people start businesses. So in your life coaching process, I think you're going to have a real grounded forum as well.
Yeah, actually what I wanted to help people with is, first to create a life plan and mm-hmm. then help them create a business vision and a business plan and then be able to manage their time and according to what their goals are and what they want to accomplish.
I think that's wonderful, and I'll tell you something about your vibration is that as you go through some of this stuff, you're going to be very good at, I've been listening to Dwal Kool's Recession Proofing Your Mind. You're going to be very good at teaching people to manifest in spite of the beliefs and the economic difficulties right now. You've got quite a light in that area as well. You know that?
Yeah, helping them to realize they can create their own reality and it doesn't matter what's going on around them.
Exactly. And I think to actually, you're going to bring people together as well. Is that an interest of yours?
Yeah. I want to do it on an individual basis and also do it in group sessions as well.
Have you ever had
public speaking?
Good. Are you practicing that?
I'm going to start to, actually.
Okay, so can I do a little energy exercise?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I'm going to talk to everybody at home as well, is that what Michael's showing me, many of you have as well, which is a kind of a block in the chest area. Do you understand what I'm saying, Michael? Is that it can hold back, it can keep our confidence rigid, meaning we're confident if we keep the parameters thus and so. And we have to kind of rip it open to go forward. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so let's call in the higher. Let's call in our beings of light and truth, consciousness and love. And let's see some, we'll do some violet fire and have the violet fire coming through and helping you melt, burn up that chest area. And everybody at home can do that as well. Burn up those beliefs and fears that came from loss and disappointment that have kept us cautious when we have a great idea, you know. Sometimes it's wise to be cautious, but you're going to move. There you are. Look at that. You're going to move forward in a really sweet, you're a very sweet man, very kind. You're going to move forward in a very kind and sensitive way and help a lot of people, Michael. And it might not be this very minute, but it's going to be soon. Can you feel that energy right there?
Uh-huh.
All right, honey. Is there anything else? We'll leave that energy going, and I hope people at home can feel that as well. And we're going to leave you unless you have a final question.
No, I'm good. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care of yourself. Much light, much love. So this is Veronica Entwistle. I really have appreciated those two calls. If there are anybody else calling, call soon. And I'm going to tell you what I was wanting to say about, well, let's do a meditation on identification or identity. Let's stop for a moment, take a deep breath, and then imagine what your identity is as the world sees you. And some of the parts of your identity you're going to feel are really important. You're tall, you're short, you're chubby, you're thin, you're knock-kneed, you're brown-haired, your hair needs dyeing, pick all these things. You're professional. You're not a professional. You're an artist. You're a writer. You're divorced. You're single. You're married. You're old. I'll just finish this and then you're on the air, okay? You're old. You're young. You're handsome. Oh my gosh, you're homely. At least you think you are, huh? I want you to feel all those aspects of your identity. And they go on and on. You failed, you won, you're a hero. Good. And I want you to exaggerate that. However you've designed yourself. Just exaggerate it. Now let's ask our guides and angels to pull that identity away. And let's be attuned to what's in there, what's inside. Yeah. That's a nice feeling. I don't know what's happening to you, but I'm getting a lovely inner feeling here. And we'll ask them to continue with that process. Yeah. Remember, you're old as can be inside and as young as can be because you're always new. So let's just hold that in a big light bubble, and we'll take our next caller. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Lattice in New Jersey.
Oh, Lattice in New Jersey. How delightful to hear from you.
Yes, I know. I just moved back from Barcelona to here.
Oh, wow. Your voice is much clearer than when you're in Spain.
Must be the distance, right?
That's right. So how are you, darling, and okay. What's up?
Oh, well, very, very good. Very good. Very happy to be home, back home. You know, I never thought United States would be my home, but yes, I see it as my home.
Oh, well, welcome back.
Very good. Yeah, thank you. I wanted to ask you something. I'm curious, when you were talking at the beginning of the show about talking to the dead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you do. You want me to share with us how you perceive those intelligences? If you hear them as voices, or if you feel them, or how? I mean, it's very interesting for me to know that. I don't know if this is a too personal of a question.
Not at all. It's a very interesting question because, like most of the intuitive world, it's kind of subjective, and I see them as. Let's see now. I see them as beings, but you can see through them. That's what I see. And some of them are kind of floating in the air, but not like they do on TV. Some of them are just not, and some you can actually feel and sense and not see at all. And some press against us. I can feel the presence. And often,
wow.
If I have a really beloved stepmother who passed, and she was Christian Science and taught me a great deal about her religion. And she kept showing up, and I said, wait a minute, you don't believe in this. You have to give me a sign so I really know it's you. And I would get this terrific, you know how every single person has a different scent, and it's not about smell, it's about your own personal scent. And that would come to me. So when that comes, not just with her, but with others, and you just know it. So if it smells like someone, sounds like someone, feels like someone, or a voice sounds like someone, and sometimes I actually just see them. That's how it is with me. Does that help a little?
Yeah. Well, and when they talk to you, do you actually feel their voices, or just sense their thoughts in your thoughts, or?
I sense their thoughts, except that to me, and I think it's probably true for many, many people, the voice has sort of sound and color, or it has a vibration as well as the actual sound that manifests. So I can always match that vibration of their voice to the person. And I can't do it because I said I learned how. It just is a thing, you know. So who are you talking to?
Oh, when I talk to essences?
Yes.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Well, the only thing, I don't have any of the senses developed as you. All that I have all my life is like thoughts that are not mine. And then I don't know how I know who they are. So look, when my father died, I knew it was him telling me stuff, and it was like thoughts. And at the beginning, I thought that they were mine until I thought things that I knew I couldn't know and that were proper to the different people.
But you know something that's interesting, Laura, is you do know, like you know when it's your dad, you know when it's somebody, and we don't always know why and we don't know how, you know? The thing that I think over and over again I say to everybody, which I think is the greatest learning we can have, is to say, give me another sign, let me know who you are, or is that you, Dad? Something simple like that. You'll get acknowledgement.
Yes. Okay.
Does that help?
Well, yeah, a lot. So.
And I just want to say this, Laura.
Yes.
You have, you've increased your intuitive, and your psychic is much stronger than it was.
Funny because my impression is that it's blocked completely.
Well, if I were you, I would do a physical workout of some sort because that releases the endorphins and you'll begin to be able to use it much more freely by doing that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Thank you very, very much.
Welcome to the U.S. again. Yay!
Okay, now I don't have to be awake all night to listen to your show.
and your voice is so much clearer. I don't think you're a spirit anymore. I think you're a real live person.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Thanks
take
very,
care.
Very, very much.
All right. Wonderful Bye-bye. To have you call. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and you know what we're going to be talking about on Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness tonight. Oh, goody, we have another caller. I'll take you first, and then I'll do my ending, blub. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. This is Matt. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I've never tuned into this radio show before, but I've got a few questions. By any chances, are you working with the Akashic Records? Is this where you kind of deriving all this energy from? Because I've just recently started reading a book by Linda Howe called Learning How to Read the Akashic Records. If that's how you pronounce it, I'm not sure.
You know what? I don't know if that's what I'm doing, but many have said I do. But I just know I see things, hear things, smell things. I work with a wonderful stable of consciousnesses. I call my guides and angels. And
okay.
That's how I get it, so.
All right, and that was my first question. My second one is I've kind of been going through some crazy stuff right now. It all started about 3 months ago. I was out on Lake Erie, and I'm seeing this crazy light, and it's flashing colors, and it's moving around, zipping across the sky. It kind of really got me into this whole, like, spiritual aspect. I was a pretty negative person before this, and it really changed me. A lot of people are deciding to not be into this or calling me crazy or, like, I guess persecuting me for what I'm really getting into, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's causing a lot of distress, but I don't know if it's something I should continue to follow or if it's, I mean, it, in my heart it seems so right, but I'm losing a lot of my friends for it. And I guess it, and maybe it's showing that they're really not friends.
Well, you know what? Some people are friends for different chapters of our life. And what I see in you, Matt, is you're moving into a time which seems like a kind of an isolation period, which is very short-lived, and then you move into a rather wonderful blooming of a whole different kind of people. Other people are exploring these things, and you'll feel like you're just the newbie, but you'll be very excited. And so one of the biggest jobs you want to have is, like, I hope you've got a meditation or a spiritual focus.
Yeah, I really do. I really started to, like, take care of my body a lot more, and I usually meditate at least once, twice a day if I possibly can, if I'm not working.
I'm so proud of you. Because you're
I mean, I've experienced some crazy things, some, like, what you guys are talking about, the vibrational stuff, it's real, and you can only see it in your mind, and people think you're crazy over it, but, I mean, it's real, it's there.
Well, you know something,
there's
just nobody
else around.
A lot of us intuitives have had to walk through the path and come out and prove that we're not prove that we're not crazy, but accept within ourselves that we're not, you know.
Yeah, I know, inside, in my heart, it feels right. It's just, you know, my friends are just really not into it. So I feel like I need to just branch away and do my own thing. The isolation, what you said, is like, that probably nails it on the head. But also with this book I'm reading, I'm really getting into doing readings for people and for myself as well. And it's I don't ever want to profit off of it if I get good at it. I want to just do it and help people because, you know, one of my really close friends, he's really starting to see these light chips with me, and I'm realizing you only see them if you're ready to see them and if you want to see them. And I don't know what they are, who they are. There's a lot of, you know, talk about out there what it is, but they're there. And I'm actually probably going to be going up to, I don't know if you're familiar with James Gillen, but I want to go to his ranch really bad.
Gilliland in Washington?
Yeah, Gilliland. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah, I really want to go there because I know, I mean, there's thousands of more, maybe hundreds or however many people have been there. That many witnesses will boast a good, you know, response for anybody. So,
well, guess what, Matt? Unfortunately, I have to go, but I am very, very glad you called in. I'm really excited for you. I'm glad you have a friend who's willing to walk the path with you, and you've got a brand new opening coming up. It'll be a whole new world, and a few more of your friends are going to catch you up later as well.
Cool. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your call. Many blessings.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, Matt?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, my next show. Next hour, I'm with Jackie Salvitti on ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness.
I was going to tune into that for sure. There's so many more excellent shows on here that I'm starting to realize, and I really appreciate what you guys are doing because you're bringing some clarity to a lot of unclear things. So
thanks for your call. We'll talk to you again.
Really good. Thank you, guys.
Okay, good night. So this is Veronica Antwistle saying, tune in to Jackie Salvitti right after this if you've got the time. She's talking about contexts, fresh contexts that are going on all over the world. And I'm talking about dying or actually being conscious about our real deep inner selves to help us make transitions, including the passing transition. That's really what we're going to talk about next week. My paradigm shifter has written a book called Final Gifts. So tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night to Paradigm Shifters for Maggie Callanan and talking about how to speak to people who are dying. My name is Veronica Entwistle. Email me veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. No H in Entwistle. If you'd like to have either a session or if you've got recommendations or feedback on the shows, and who it is you'd like to see on this show. And I say to you all, let's call in some light from the universe. Bring it down. Send it out your heart. And connect all of us who are in the Radiance by Design community and more. Good night. Much love. Hope to see you at the top of the hour.